How to Motivate My Teenager. This is part four, Coach Cage. On this fine morning, today is June the 17th. Our kids have been out of school for maybe 3 weeks now. Got a lot of kids that are involved in summer camps, which is awesome. Keeping them active is super, super, super important. I got one of my young ones a part of the organization. I have, quote unquote, hired my first employee. It was my godson. He's been going to different locations and doing site visits with me and involved in the training and the facilitation of our programming in collaboration with other organizations. I'm very, very appreciative of him, excuse me, and his parents trusting me that I would protect him and guide him and impart to him and teach him the way that he should go. I'm very, very appreciative of where we are at this time. But at the matter at hand is to motivate your teenager, whether you're a parent, whether you're a mentor, teacher, uncle, auntie, grandparent. This paintbrush is for everybody. Give a couple general statements, but I'll be specific in some instances. And we'll talk about exposure. Exposure is key to motivate our teenagers. A teenager cannot be motivated outside, or rather, a teenager cannot be motivated inside their comfort zone, because their comfort zone is the place of safety. And the place of safety does not allow people to grow. It's what we call arrested development. We get safe in a box and we fall asleep. And there's countless stories that I could share with you, but I would give you a general principle to consider. And this is specifically in regards to parenting. It is important for us not to babyfy our kids. Oh, it's important for us not to babyfy our kids, because what happens and what I've seen happen and what I've experienced in my life is that when we babyfy, meaning to pacify our kids, they don't grow and mature mentally, socially, emotionally, spiritually, all areas of life. They stay in the same state of mind. And this is a strong, strong conversation, because if they don't grow, then when they graduate from high school and they go into the real world, quote unquote, the expectations that they have are not realistic. And they find themselves in tremendous conflict with people in school, in the workplace, in their personal relationships, peer-to-peer relationships, and they find themselves fighting in as an illusion in their mind against individuals, but it's only because their expectations has been unrealistic, because we pacify their behavior. Oh my goodness, we can't pacify their behavior. If your child, teenager, time to leave the nest, let them leave, y'all. Please, let them leave. Do not pacify them and allow them to come back, because they are uncomfortable. Life is about being uncomfortable. Growth is about being uncomfortable. We cannot motivate our young people outside of or inside their comfort zone. So pacifying them will bring them back home and put more stress on you as a parent, on you as a teacher, on you as a mentor, on you as an auntie or uncle or grandparent or legal guardian. Give them strong expectations and stay firm. Have the conversations with them now before they leave high school. It is super important. I've ran into at least, I can think of two situations, maybe even three, just off top of my head, where that foundation of consistent, realistic expectations was not set. Kids left, kids came back, and now they don't have a plan, they don't have anything to do. So that's my speech. That's my speech, so to speak, in regards to that. Other thought in regards to speaking about this topic, the motivating, the exposing them to new ideas. Number one, that's very, very important. We have to expose our teenager to new ideas outside of their comfort zone. Though they may reject it, we still need to expose them. I think about my life and how I was exposed to specific circles, and I didn't grow outside of that circle. But when I got exposed to different people and they begin to share different thoughts with me, it allowed me to grow as a young person. And I think for me, as I think back, when I started working, I got my first real job when I was 23, y'all. I know that was a long period of time. I was an only child. I was pacified to a certain extent. I got kicked out of the house when I was 21 because my dad was the catalyst of promoting me being kicked out. My mom was the messenger, but my dad was the catalyst because I wasn't responding to what was being said to me. And mercy ran out, and it was time for me to go. That was probably one of the most monumental pieces in my life, was getting kicked out of the house. If I wouldn't have got kicked out, I don't know what would have happened. But I have been pacified for so long because at times the mother plays the nurturing role and the father plays the authoritative role. And if there's too much nurturing, then pacification is inevitable. That's why we have to have a male and a female, a husband and a wife, grooming our kids. But that threw me out into the world where I had to make decisions and fend for myself, and I appreciate my parents for making that decision, which led me into getting a job and getting exposed to different individuals, different ideas, which in turn led me to go back to school and get educated. And that goes into the other segment of this statement is people. Young people have the tendency to hang around people that are most familiar to them because the illusion is that they're safe. When I'm facilitating a class and I strategically move kids by going one, maybe it's 15 kids in the classroom, I'll have each child count off to three. Then I'll put the ones with the ones, the twos with the twos, and the threes with the threes. And lo and behold, I find people that are still sitting next to the same individuals. They may be in the same number group, but they find themselves positioning themselves with the same people. I also find that young people in classroom settings, if they don't have assigned seats, they assign themselves seats and they find themselves sitting in the same seat by habit. And that already puts an invisible boundary around them, an illusion, which hinders their growth and development because the choice is left up to them. So we have to strategically expose them to new people. And how I do it is I take my kids with me to places, whether it be in a business sense or in leisure, and I strategically have them introduce themselves to people. I have them say their first name and last name. I have them shake hands. I have them give eye contact. And if the eye contact and the shaking hands is not up to par, I have them do it again. Or I may model that for them to get them involved in networking and meeting and introducing themselves to new people. And people will encourage your child when they see that your child is having a problem or nervous with the introduction. They will encourage. Lastly, new environments. I recently took one of my guys who's working with me to the promenade in Bolingbrook. The Promenade is an outside mall. He had never been to an outside mall before that he could remember or from what he told me. But it was important that he got exposed and we went to different stores. And I took him to what's called an iPig movie theater in Bolingbrook at the Promenade. I'm not sure if he had ever been there before, but it was still a situation that exposed him to a new environment. And new environments is key because as humans, we are collectors of the environments that we find ourselves in. Many times those environments that we find ourselves in, we're not consciously aware of the environment that we're in that's new, but it addresses our subconscious mind. And then these ideas come up, you know, based on the different words, the smells, and the experience comes back to our remembrance for different triggers. And then we find ourselves in these environments and we find ourselves growing. A new environment will expose a young person to new people, and new people will expose a young person to new ideas. And all three play a very integral part in the growth and the development of our teens. Because in closing, a teen cannot be motivated in their comfort zone. A teen cannot be motivated in their comfort zone because it's their comfort zone. And they set the expectation. They set the standard. We got to be able to, they need to be stretched like a rubber band. But the environment, the ideas, and the people is key. Therefore, don't be discouraged when they reject the ideas or reject the people or reject the environments. The number one key that pops in my mind that I could give you is that you as a parent, as a mentor, as a teacher, as a coach, as a grandparent, as an uncle or auntie, have to be a user of what you sell. If you desire for them to be exposed to new ideas, you have to be exposed to new ideas. If you desire for them to be exposed to new people, you have to expose yourself to new people. If you desire for them to be exposed to new environments, you have to go into new environments. So you think it like this. All the environments and the ideas and the people, I shared a specific example of how I was involved in it with him because I'm his place. I'm my employee's guidance, place of safety when we go into these new places. Because they look, they will look for you to know that they are okay. And then I can share many examples with you, but for the sake of the podcast not being too long, once I take my child into a new environment, and I'm speaking in terms of us working together, I've already talked with him several times about the expectations, about what it's going to be like, my own perspective, and I ask him, what does he expect? He gets into the environment. I communicate with him about what's needed, and I continue to touch base with him. And then I may intentionally distance myself from him to see how he responds in the environment and to see how he's going to gravitate to, and who's he going to gravitate to, how he's going to gravitate to him. It's an hour form, but it's intentional. But in any event, in closing, I want everybody to have an awesome week. Thank you for listening. Please share this podcast with any parent, any teacher, any coach, any person that's engaging young people. I believe it will be an asset to them. Thank you for listening as always, and we will connect very soon.